thankful to be one of you by the adoption of sons. Count it a great privilege. And have a few thoughts the Lord's been talking to me about. Feel like you'd have me to share with you and would appreciate your prayers here for a little while. Like to begin in the book of Mark, the fourth chapter. Mark 4 and 23, it says, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath." Written on the board, this phrase as a question, with what measure? Scripture here, and there's a version of this that's stated similarly in the book of Matthew, pertaining unto the judgment that we mete out on others. There's something of a law of proportionality that the scripture, I believe, here is showing us, and it's not then right for me to expect to be able to mete out a shovel load of judgment and a teaspoon of mercy and expect the reverse to come to me in opposite measure. By what measure ye meet, you can expect that it'll be measured back to you again. So I want us to consider a little bit this afternoon the measure that I'm bringing really before the Lord. I'd like to look at a story in the Old Testament. Remember the widow that Elisha came unto, found in 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. Second Kings 4, and beginning in the second verse, Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house?" In the house, she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, upon thy and thy sons, shall pour into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more," and the oil stayed. You ever wish that the Lord would show you the why to what he's asking? Lord, I'd really like for this to make sense. This isn't intuitive. This isn't what I'm asking for. I don't see, Lord, why you have to answer it that way. We can be pretty prescriptive sometimes of how we think the Lord needs to answer our prayers. But this woman had a need. She was looking unto Elisha for help. And the Lord said to Elisha, "Well, what do you have?" You know, the Lord so often, when he could have, through so many different avenues, he could have provided for this woman. He could have supplied. He could have sent by so many different means. But he started with what she already had. He started with what she had in her house. And it wasn't much. He told her to go and borrow some more vessels. And he said, not just a few of them. But it doesn't seem like there was any more explanation here of to the why. Just this is what I'm asking you to do. And she went out and borrowed, it would appear, everything that she could get. And as long as she had vessels more, the oil continued to flow. And whenever it stopped, whenever she didn't have anything else to provide, there was nothing more that came from the Lord. And I've been challenged by this along these lines. What measure am I providing unto the Lord? What is the size of the vessel that I'm bringing before the Lord? The scriptures tell about Jesus in One of the places that he had gone, he said he could do there no many mighty works. And I do find it interesting that it says, as an aside, save to heal a few sick folk. Yes. You know those things that appear so insurmountable to us? Really is nothing to the Lord. That the Lord is able to provide those things that would seem so impossible. But it sounds like there was more that the Lord wanted to do. But there wasn't capacity to receive it. There wasn't a capacity in the vessel that they were able to receive more that the Lord wanted to do for them. And I believe that we also can limit what the Lord wants to do in our lives by the measure that I bring to the Lord. I think, recapped another way, the scripture that we began with says, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. You know, in so many aspects of serving the Lord, doesn't that principle apply? That we get out of it what we're going to put into it. Well, in many different ways, we heard this morning of the Lord's plan for our finances. You know, it can apply in that regard. It can apply with the degree of passion with which I'm willing to serve the Lord. I can go about it with reservation, can go about it just kind of wanting to dip my toes in the water a little bit, and I'll have something to do with the measure that I receive in return. I'll have something to do with the amount of a blessing that the Lord is able to give me, proportional to what I'm willing to put in it. Now, I don't think it's always just a one-for-one, and we'll perhaps get to that scripture. I believe the Lord is able to do above and beyond what we're able to provide. But the Lord is looking for something from us. And we can limit what the Lord gives to us by what I provide Him or what I don't. The room and the space that I don't give the Lord. Thinking about another account in the 13th chapter of 2 Kings. We won't read it all for the sake of time. 2 Kings 13 and beginning in about the 14th verse, Elisha was fallen sick, was soon to die. Joash, the king of Israel, came before him. The enemy that had always been pestering them and nipping at their heels was still at it. And as he was visiting Elisha gave him some instructions that, again, I'm sure sounded pretty peculiar. He said, I want you to take these arrows and I want you to smite the ground. I want you to shoot towards the ground. And says that Joash did that, and he shot. He said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. He said, take the arrows. He took them. The king of Israel said, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. The man of God was wroth with him. Said, you should have smitten him 5 or 6 times. There's a limitation in the degree of victory that you're going to have here. By the limitation that you've put on me. By what you were willing to give of yourself. And I also appreciated the message last night. We heard about a blessing that the Lord wants to be able to give to us in our homes and in our families according to the beautiful plan that He's created. But we also heard there's a responsibility that's incumbent upon us. It's easy for me to say, Lord, I want your blessings. Lord, I want to have a blessed marriage. Of course I do. Lord, I want you to provide for me. Of course I do. Lord, I want to see you work in mighty ways in my life. Of course I do. But the Lord's saying, with what measure are you willing to meet? What are you willing to give? You know, I found in my own experience with the Lord that the times that I have found most pressed in my spirit that I need to seek the Lord, I need something here, I need an answer to prayer, I need a breakthrough, I need the Lord to come on the scene, I need the Lord's help here. I'm seeking the Lord specifically about this need. You know, I found the Lord always seems to bring it back around to me. Whenever maybe there's something that I feel like the Lord's called me to do or some work that I need to do for Him, I can't speak on behalf of the other ministers, but I know how it's been for me. Lord, I need your help here. Lord, I need your anointing. And it seems like the Lord brings me back to Clint to say, I want you to make a little more room. I want you to empty out in this area here. And there's a little bit more here that you can make some more room. The capacity that I have to be able to receive what the Lord has for me sometimes, oftentimes, requires some sacrifice. In my marriage, relationships, my giving, my living for the Lord, there can be a proportionality of what the Lord's able to do in my life according to what I'm willing to give of myself. What measure of faith am I bringing to the Lord? Do I hinder and restrict the Lord? As they did when it said Jesus was not able to do any mighty work. We can say as the man said, Lord, help mine unbelief. Lord, I do believe. I've got a measure of faith, and it requires a measure to even be able to come unto God, to even be able to be saved. It requires a measure of faith. But I don't believe the Lord wants us to stop with that measure. I believe that's adequate for that time. But the Lord wants me to not get content and satisfied in the place that I'm in. I'd like to turn to the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen the cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Well, the way my mind works sometimes, I'm tempted to say, Lord, let me see it first, and then I'll make the room for it. Lord, you cause it to happen, and then I'll step out. Think about the children of Israel whenever they were about to cross the Jordan River. And the instruction was, you go and you set your foot into the river. And I could say, well, Lord, you make the way, you part the water, and then I'll go. Or the lepers. When Jesus said, you go and show yourself unto the priest. You go first. You've got to provide something here that I want to be able to work with. You know, I think there are times that the Lord wants us to break out. Yes. To break forth. That I can get settled into a place that I've maybe been in for a long time. And the Lord's saying, it's time to break out of some places here. It's time to expand your capacity. It's time, and sometimes that's what trials and afflictions do. Stretching sometimes hurts. But you know, the Lord wants to stretch those cords, and He wants to expand out that tent that I might be able to take in more of what the Lord has for me. Amen. Think about and believe reference was even made to it in this meeting. Whenever the children of Israel went into the Canaan land, the Lord told them, I will not drive the enemy out from before thee in a year, but I'm going to do it little by little. And I found that's the way the Lord's worked with me. And I think sometimes because of me, it's been by too little and by too little. Too little. Not anyway. Thank you. But the Lord wants to lead us into a greater portion, into greater territory than what I've had before. I can enjoy being in the Canaan land, but the Lord says there's more for you. You're going to have to pull up stakes, and you're going to have to move again. You're going to have to expand the boundaries. How long has it been since we've broken forth? Since we've expanded the place of our habitation. By little and by little. it's often the case that I have to be willing to step out and say, Lord, I'm going to claim this. Lord, I want to take this mountain. Lord, I've been looking at these folks as my neighbors and as a thorn in my side, this place of my life that I've just kind of turned a blind eye to. But Lord, I want to take that place. I want to lay siege unto that. Lord, I'm going to step out by faith. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, he said, I'll give it unto you. But first, I want your foot to tread there. First, I want you to be willing to get up out of your comfort zone and out of where you've maybe gotten comfortable and complacent. And I want you to step forth. I want you to move out by faith. And I've got something a little more for you. But you take the step, and then I've got something more. And you take another step, I believe is what he's saying here, by little and by little. Because I don't want to just give it to you all in a year and you're not even able to possess and to keep what I've given you. The Lord will be faithful to give us more. But he wants us to be able to sustain what he's given us. He wants us to be able to possess our possessions that he's already given us and the victories that he's given us. And there's really no way that we do that but by growing into that place that the Lord has given us to claim. I'd like to look at Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Think about all that the Lord has done for us. As the family of God down throughout time, we're part of the lineage by the blood of Christ. The promises that were given unto our forefathers aren't null and void. They're still available for us today. But I'd like to consider just a couple scriptures here in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. The 11th verse, we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. The Lord has many promises for us. But you know those are activated by us stepping out and claiming them. They're activated, if you will. They become mine whenever I lay hold of that. And say, Lord, I claim that and I believe that and I'm going to enact that within my life. There was a place here of the promises of those who have gone before us that they had to step out onto the promise. They had to step out not knowing the fulfillment of it, not knowing the end of that thing, but stepping out little by little. And what the Lord has shown me today, I step out in that. And what the Lord shows me tomorrow, I'll step out in that. And the promises will be there to sustain us and to hold us up. You know, we are affected by the measure with which we meet. But not just on an individual basis. We heard last night, there's at least those of us that are married, one other. And children, and families that are affected by the extent to which I'm willing to give myself. We read about in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Ephesians 4 and 16, it says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You know, I have something to do as well with the Lord's blessings, even in a setting such as this. It's not just incumbent on the one that's taking the prayer request, leading the service, or the song leader. It's incumbent on every one of us. And there's a part that I have to play. There's a vessel that I have to bring into a setting even such as this. There's a joint that I supply and that you supply and that every one of us supplies in this body. And the measure to which we're willing and able to allow the Lord to work within this vessel, it's not only to my benefit and to my edification, but to the entire body's edification. Lord, I want to see in a greater measure, in a greater fullness the power of God. What I'm really saying is, Lord, I want to see in a greater measure in my life, at home, on the job. Lord, I want to see your power in a greater way. I want to be led by your inspiration to a greater degree. It's to the measure with which every one of us contributes to the body that has something to do with the extent to which the Lord is able to make his blessings known. I'd like to close in the book of Malachi. Familiar passage here in Malachi, the third chapter. The 10th verse, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith." Now let's just stop there for a moment. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house." You remember where the Lord said, "If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Because I've made all these things of my hand made." He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And yet to think the Lord is putting himself willfully in a place of a dependence upon us. He said, "I am that I am." His existence and his character and who he is not dependent upon us. But so many times when the Lord wanted to work on the behalf of his people, there was a condition. He said, "You bring what you have." To a little boy, the disciples have said, "What do you have here?" "Not much. Just a few loaves and fish." "That's enough." Yes. "That's enough for me to work with. But I want something from you." Yes. "That I'm able then to take." And he didn't just give back the same proportion. The scripture says, I believe in the book of Luke, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, full measure, pressed down, shaken together shall the Lord give unto you." In so many aspects of our lives. Yes, in our financial giving when it's done according to the pattern that we heard this morning. In the faith that I'm willing to exercise to the Lord. To the degree that I'm willing to consecrate myself to the Lord. Oh, the Lord has a way of measuring out so much more. I can say, "Lord, I want more." And the Lord says, "So do I." Make room for it. Isn't that what John the Baptist said as the forerunner of Christ? And realized that he was going to have to fade off into the background. He said, "I must decrease and he must increase." There's a place now that I've got to start diminishing and getting out of the way that there might be room for Christ to be front and center and to take preeminence. Lord, help every one of us that we give the Lord the room. Yeah. That we, whenever I say, "Lord, I want more from you," do we? Because it's there for us. And I look at this promise in the book of Malachi. It said, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse." You come and do your little part now. And it's a challenge, an invitation. He says, "Prove me." Yes. "Just come and try it. Just come and sell yourself out to me. Just come and step out in faith and see what I'll do for you. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." No, there's not going to be. And you know what? The Lord will bring me to the place that he's going to fill me up. And then he's going to say, "Now I want you to make more room." Yes. There's not even room to contain it. I'm not talking about an evolutionary experience into grace. There's a growing in grace. I'm not talking about a gradual, eventual experience of sanctification. There is a definite second work of sanctification. We enter into the Canaan land. But it's from that point the Lord says, "Now I've got another city for you. Now I've got another mountain for you to claim. I've got somewhere else I want you to go and possess now, to fully possess your possessions." I believe that we can be in a place today, and I thank the Lord because I look back at times in my life and shake my head at me. And maybe all of you were doing the same at the time. And maybe now, pray for me. You've been merciful to me. And the Lord has too. Then I look back and I see where the Lord in His pity and His mercy accepted the best that I knew to give Him at the time. But there's a time where the Lord said, I want something more now. And He led me into that place. And He'll do that with every one of us. And He'll lead us into the place where my heart was perfect. A story has been impressed on my mind lately of Apollos. It said he was going out and he was preaching fervently, sincerely. But he didn't know anything more than the baptism of John the Baptist. The Lord saw the sincerity of his heart and accepted that. But he also sent somebody his way. I want you to lengthen the cords now. I want you to expand the place of your habitation. I've got something more for you. You think that was beautiful? Wait until you get a revelation of what Christ is. And he sent Aquila and Priscilla to spend time with him and begin to unfold it. And what a new glory dawned in his understanding. And it can be the same with every one of us. Folks, let's possess the possession the Lord's given us today. That we can be filled to all I know and understand. But that I have a yearning within my heart. Lord, if you've got something more for me, Lord, I want it. Whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord. That's what I'll be willing to do. It may cost something. The Lord is saying, I want go out and get all the vessels that you can. Get not a few. Don't limit me. I want to pour out a blessing upon you. So go and give as much as you're able to give so that I can pour out that blessing upon you. Today, what's the size of your measure? Has the Lord been calling for more? Lord, help us to move out, expand our measure that we're meeting out and giving unto the Lord that He might be able to bestow the more upon us. You pray for me.